Okay, always keep your mic on. We are in Sukkah Daf Test on Base. We're in the third, fourth line down. Rabbi Shem Rabbi Karsuno. Rabbi Shem Rabbi Acho. Rabbi Shem Rabbi Karsuno named Rabbi Acho said, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Elezer, and Azari Shloshan, Mudavarech, they all said the same thing. Rabbi Meir de Luchaim, Rabbi Meir is now, with this thing they said is that walls which are subject to movement are not stable and therefore not valid walls. Rabbi Meir de Luchaim, Rabbi Meir is talking about Luchayim. And the case there, the Tznia, we learned that if you use an animal as a wall, so Matami should go Rabbanon hold it's Matami lets you put it in front of a grave, and you're using it as a wall in front of a grave, so it becomes tzaddik because it is the wall of the grave, and that's from Kabbal Tumah, even though it's a live animal, even though live animals generally are not Matami, in this usage it does. Rameir says it's tar because since it can move away at any time, so therefore it's not going to be a true wall, and that's why it retains its tara. That's right, Meir. Rabbi Yossi da Ahalos. Rabbi Yossi Amar Habayish, Shebishvina, Enim of Yisatumah. This, of course, is true about an airplane as well. Any house which is moving, in other words, it's not stationary, is not considered to be a house, and therefore, if you have a boat, even the house on the boat is not considered to be an OL that spreads tumah underneath its roof. In other words, despite the fact that it looks like an OL, since it's moving, it's not an OL. And the same thing would be true of an airplane, of course, according to Rabbi Yosef, we don't paskin like him. According to him, that any OL Zoruk, any OL which is moving, doesn't have the status of an OL. Rabbi Lezim and Azari, the tiny mice, Rabbi Lezim and Azari, Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Lezim and Azari, similar idea, because it was mice, Rabbi Lezim and Azari, Rabbi Akiva. She was born in Misfina, they were coming on a boat. Vaslo, Rabbi Akiva, Sukkah, Rosh Hasfina. Akiva made himself a boat at the top of the ship. And the wind came and tore it down or blew it away. Amar Blozman Azari. Blozman Azari said, Akiva, Eichon Sukoscha. Ei Sukoscha. Akiva, where'd your sukkah go? So obviously, or Blozman Azari held that that's not a valid sukkah. Now, Nosu B'ilon, this is going back to actually Mesech the Erevin, by an Erev Tchumen. We had this sugya. The sugi to the Mishnah is duplicated here. Nos b'ilamal mesar tefachim. You put your air more than 10 tefachim up in a tree. Ain't no erev. It's not about erev. Matam mesar tefachim. If you put it below 10 tefachim, eruv. It is about erev. However, also it's absolutely not allowed to move it because obviously to move it require using the tree. Matam b'shlosha to below 3 tefachim from the ground, then mutter. Then it's like it's on the ground. Even though it's on the tree, it's like it's on the ground. Therefore, it's okay. The kasha, we have difficult. Ime ruvo eruv. If it's eruv, it's about eruv. Yeah, mutzo tato should be allowed to move it. The mutzo tato, and if he's not allowed to move it, lo eruv, it shouldn't be about eruv because he doesn't have access to it. Says the Gemara, not using a tree is an issur d'rabbanan. They weren't goes on issur d'rabbanan, bein hashmashos, so the twilight time. So Roy who lavra l'shvus at twilight he can transgress the issur d'rabbanan below chal and eat from the eruv tchumen and therefore that's why it acquires during the shvus so they're on the tree. I ask gemara me'ato afilu mal me'asor even if it's about tven tfachim but should still be permissible because the tree is not a reshus hayachid, is it? Says Mar, yes it is. Levin Hashem Shmuel said dipata shayisa ki karaso arba. The loaf of bread he had, there was 4x4 tvachim, which is not necessarily the loaf of bread. It means that there's an area of 4x4 tvachim on the tree, which makes Rosh Hashanah Yochid, and that's why it's not about Erev, because in order to get it, that he would have to transgress an issur d'oraisa of not climbing up a tree, not, that's an issur d'rabbanan, rather issur of taking from Rosh Hashanah Yochid, which is the top of the tree, down to Rosh Hashanah Rabi, which is on the ground, in order to make shvisa, and that's no good. Now, of course, that leaves you an obvious out. Because in order to get yourself in the situation, you have to be kind of a klutz. Amar Abimana, our mother said, "Vushatei Rishusarai Makafto Mikol Tzad." It's the only problem is if Rishusarai surrounds you on all sides, and you idiot, Boemashvisasi Tachtiv, you say, I want my shvisa to be underneath, on the ground. Because if you made your shvisa on the tree, right, so again, it's only just a rabbanah to get up on the tree. So if you want to say you wanted your resting place to be on the ground, while your air was up in the tree, you know, this is the right to get out to take something down from the tree on the ground, so therefore the Erev is not a valid Erev. But how do you say, let my Erev be up in the tree? I want my Shvitz to be up in the tree. So this is the Rabbana to go up a tree, and this is the Rabbana you could do during twilight, so therefore there would have been a valid Erev. So you know, you weren't thinking right. Says, well, further, turn around to Tani, we learned, Nosu ba'kalkola, if you put it into a basket, and you hung the basket from the tree. Mr. Zuger, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 11 lines to the bottom.
Well, if there's a line,
it's easier. Right. I've just thought about that. Even with the line of a Gilead Shas, the right half margin. Tani, if you put your hair in a basket, and you hung it on a tree, so now here the carbon air changes the gear, so it's interesting, he changes the gear, so both here and air have been identically, and it's the same wrong gear, so both here and air have been acquired carbon air, we might as well use him. So here he says, Nasbakov Atloibilan, if you put it in a basket and put it up in a tree, it should be a filu. Even if it's the Malamei Asorat Vachim, even if it's above a tenth Vachim, instead of being anywhere, it should be Eruva Eruv, it is a valid Eruv, and skipping the next five words, because he takes them out, Vasul Etatla, it's forbidden to carry it. Lamakame, now here, then Lamata, and it should be Measorat Tvachim, if it's below tenth Vachim, Mutr. Then it's permissible even to carry it. Vakash, we have difficult. With this above 10 fucking business, if it's a valid Erev, then you should be able to carry it. And if you start to carry it, it shouldn't be a valid Erev. So how do you reconcile the two things? He said the reason why it's suitable is because you could turn the basket upside down and cancel its Rishus HaYachid status. Let's talk about where the basket itself is a basket which stretches above 10 tefachim. It's above 10 tefachim. It has four, the basket is 4x4 and it stretches above 10 tefachim. If you turned it on its side so it would no longer stretch above 10 tefachim. And then it itself loses Rishus HaYachid status. And that holds the Rishus HaYachid status. And that holds the Gemara is not carried from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim. It's carried from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim means to take something from in a basket, Rishus HaYachid, to the ground, Rishus HaRabim. But if you turn the basket over so it no longer constitutes the Rishus HaYachid, that's not technically prohibited because of Otsar. Okay? That's what the Gemara is saying here. So, Am Rabbi Yosef said, Hadamra, this teaches us another related concept. Sapshul Shunasa Rishus HaRabim, if you have a bench of Rishus HaRabim, Gavah Sora, let's say it's on its side. So it said volume high, bracha rabbon 4x4, it's volume wide. Became a cheroi lohavcho, if you have an eruv tchumin atap, it's also good. Because you can turn on its side, and levato should be reshus hayachid. And you can cancel the reshus hayachid in it, so therefore it's considered to be a valid place for an eruv. Hodam Aras teaches us, sheruvo eruv, in both these cases, where you are able to access the top of the tree, that eruvo eruv umutza tatlo. Now, I should say this actually, that this okay in these cases where the eruv is above 10 tefachim, so then even though you can turn the basket on its side and count shusar yachid, so nevertheless it's not permitted to do so. But in the case it's below 10 tefachim, so you don't have to cancel the Rishus HaYachid by turning the basket on its side in order to get it in, so then it's, in that case it's even mutter, it's mutter to make that maneuver even l'chatchila. Okay? Now this is because it's a basket. It's not the tree. You don't have to go up on the tree to get it, nor do you have to use the tree to get it, which leads us into the next sugya. Okay? It's a basket hanging from the tree, not the tree itself. Okay? Talmud even learned by sukkah, by us. If two walls were made by a human being, and one wall was the wall of the tree, We're talking about by your sukkah. Or shtayim below what two walls of the wall of the tree bouncy, and one was artificial. Kshera, the sukkah is kosher. But only will be yotav, however, you can't use sukkah on yotav, because the walls are part of the tree, and you cannot use trees on yotav. So this is a contradiction. Here you say the sukkah is kshera, kosher, but you love yotav, yet you're not allowed to use it on yotav. Here, if you have a basket hanging from the tree, and the basket is below 10 tefachim, the erev is valid erev, but mutzah tassim will have to take the food out of the basket. How do we reconcile two positions? So Rabbi Yehuda said, kami l'malon, it depends where the sukkah is. Well, actually, here the sukkah is on top of the tree. It's like a treehouse. That's why you have to use the tree to get there. That's why it's not permissible. Kan, it should be not milamata but minatzad. That's what the Yerushalmi says in Irvin. But the basket's on the side. So a tree you're not allowed to use, but a tzidah de ilan, the side of a tree you're allowed to use. Now we paskin actually not supposed to use the side of the tree. Only tzidah de tzadim. But this is what the Yerushalmi holds here, right? Hadoya afa minahiva, he afa minata. And they are, you can learn one from the other and vice versa. Hadoya afa minahi, our case, so it's a back case, shimay nasa betinu shal ilan. That our case, of course, means not our case in Sukkah, but the case in Erevin. That if the Erev is on the side of the tree, and it's not part and parcel of the tree itself, so then we're using the Tzidei Ilon, Sheiruva Erev, the Erev out, Erev Mutzah Tachlon, you're allowed to carry it. In our case here in Sukkah, in that case in Erevin, if you are not using the actual wall as the actual tree as the wall, but rather you have two pegs coming out of the tree, and you put tzrach on top of them, so now you're using the tzidei ilan, right? So there, because you put pegs into the side of the tree, so she shared that sukkah is okay. And you're allowed to use it on Yontif. The truth is, they're both here and there, minatzadi. They're using the side of the tree. That's the case why it's by Sukkah Zerosher and by Erevin's Mutter, Mikadun. How does it come out? Like Rabbi Yaakov said, name Rabbi Zira, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. It's like Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. The Tani we learned, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Mutli Shtamish al Tidei Behema B'Shabbos. He said it's permissible. That's Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar holds you allowed to use the sides of an animal on Shabbos. He Tidei Behema, he Tidei Elan. Just like you're allowed to use the sides of an animal, you're also allowed to use the sides of a tree. But we pass it now like that. Tidei Elan are not permutter, only Tidei Tzadim, the side of a side. So that's how you reconcile the contradiction. And that which says it's also is talking about where it's only tzadim on the side. Say it's mutter, it's where tzidei tzadim, sides of sides. Okay? How is the sukkasa ben eilonos? If somebody makes one sukkah among the trees. Kshera. Now that means the trees could be the walls of the sukkah. It's kosher. Shluchei mitzvah, people who are agents of mitzvah. They're going on their way to or coming from doing a mitzvah. Turim min ha-sukkah, they're drawn from sukkah. The choli, a sick person, misham shem, and the people who serve the sick people, p'torim min ha-sukkah, they're exempt from sukkah. Furthermore, if ochli v'shos yin ha-rachut sukkah, one is allowed to snack outside the sukkah, both eating and drinking.
Even the mazonos?
What? Even a mazonos, yeah. We're more machmir and mazonos, but yeah, even a mazonos theoretically allowed to. Rav Chuna was going, I don't know if it was going in the middle of the month, Sukkot time, I guess he was preparing for after Sukkot. It's going to Eitav Lamimna to be involved in the reckoning of the Molad of Cheshvan, when they would make Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan. Miyasi, when he came, Tzacha go Yisroi, became thirsty in the middle of the street. Well, Kavi loving mitami kumi, however, he would not accept to taste anything. Had alin l'metalalta until he went to the sukkah of Rabbi Yochanan, suffered the gufta of Rabbi Yochanan and the sofer of the city of Gufa. So he was machmir, right? No snacking, even no street. Ramray mana lo sof dover lo.
The truth is, isn't this an exhortation to a talmud chacham not to eat or drink publicly?
Yeah, I was thinking about that. You know, the why, what? I'm not sure exactly. I was thinking about that. The chora here You anyway shouldn't eat or drink because it's in a public thoroughfare. Somehow the Gemara knew, however, that it was more because of sukkah. Maybe the thirstiness was such that would have allowed him. But you're right. It's not such a great Ryan based on that. It's not just through the cholim who have sakana exempt from the mitzvah of sukkah. Now, people cholim shein shal sakana, even cholim who are not that ill, that they're not in danger of their life. Tanur shigalu said, "Maisa shayisi choshesh be'enai." Be'enai, there was a case which I had an eye ache because sorin. Veitili Rabbi Yosi Barabi. Rabbi Yosi already permitted me l'chol m'sham shayin all my servants lishon chutz the sukkah to sleep outside the sukkah. So that's also not under sakana because eyes are pikuach nefesh, right? So. Okay. Rabbi Baba Zavta Amar Shem, I guess it wasn't such a big eye problem. Rabbi Baba Zavta Amar
Shem.
All the servants were serving him.
Servants?
Yeah.
I mean, I bought him literally.
No. Any nurse?
Nurse? Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Rabbi Baba Zavta Amar Shoshvin. A best man who was in charge of being Mesmeach Chosan Kalav Chobnei Chuba and all the people who are members of the party of the wedding, Ptorim Min HaSukkah, they're all part of him from Sukkah. Tani, we learn, Shomrei Ir, people who watch the city, the city watchmen, but Yom, if they watch during the day, Ptorim Min HaSukkah, but Yom, they're exempt from the Sukkah during the day, Ptorim Min HaSukkah, and the Chayav at night. Shomrei Ir, Balaila, those who watch the city at night, Ptorim Min HaSukkah, Balaila, they're exempt from the Sukkah during the night. During the day, those who guard the city both day and night, they're exempt from sukkah both the day and the night. That's why people watch the city from bandits. That when they're off duty, they have to use a sukkah because they're always in public view. I was showing me a moment, but the people who are watching money, who do it far more stealthily. Right, and they also have to constantly be on the guard. Also, some Kishomri Ganas Bradesin, like the people who sit and watch a garden and an orchard. If they would sit constantly in the sukkah, then they obviously would be off their guard when people came to take stuff. So therefore, in that case, they're exempt from sukkah day and night because they have to constantly be on their guard as long as they're on duty. Whether it's guard, as long as they're shomrim, whether it's nighttime or daytime, whether they're on duty or not on duty, they're exempt from sukkah because they constantly have to be aware of what the whereabouts of their stuff safeguarded is, etc. Okay? Avduma milcha, Avduma the salt seller, have a damach kamechanu chanusin. Instead of going to the sukkah to sleep, he would sleep in front of his store. Up Rav Chia Bar Bar, Chia Bar Bar passed by. Amalei said, "Ezel damakom etul altach." For you, you're not so concerned. In other words, for the people who are the public watchman, so then they're allowed to be exempt from the sukkah. You, for your private personal property, you guys in the sukkah. Otherwise, nobody's ever going to sit in the sukkah, right? Anyway, concerned with their personal property. Raymon Havashushvini Rabbi Yaakov Bar Plite. Amona was the land of Yaakov Arplit. He also showed Rabbi Yossi. He asked Rabbi Yossi, what's the status? Does he have to go sleep in the sukkah? Amona, he said, yes, you must sleep in the sukkah. Ezel damit mital altach. You have to go sleep in the, I think I translated wrong. Raimon Abba Shoshvini was the best man. Rabbi Yaakov, I don't know if I said that. Also showed Rabbi Yossi, they came and asked Rabbi Yossi on the way, so he said, Ezel damach mital altach, who's machmerning, because we said before, best men, members of the wedding party, are exempt from sukkah. But he said, no, you have to go sleep in your sukkah. Maizu Shoch, Rabbi Loi, to Rabbi Lezer ben Lud. Rabbi Loi once went to Rabbi Lezer and Lud on Yontif. On my way, so Rabbi Lezer said, Afat Mishrem Regel, are you keeping Yontif properly? Because Rabbi Lezer says one can't leave home during Yontif. Must be home with one's wife all Yontif. What a concept, right? So therefore, it says one has to be home with one's wife all Yontif, so therefore you can't leave in the middle. Halo Amur Shein Shifto Shul Tamir Gomelios Menechus Basis, Beregus Apavar, the proper way a Katab Chokham resides, leave his house during Yontif, Volichlo, and just leave and come visit his Rebbe. Kadah, similarly, right, interestingly, the parallel here, Rabbi Zira Solik Lekzura, the Rabbi Elazar went to the Bris Milah. Okay, the Exor means the cut. Went to the Bris Milah, the Rabbi Elazar, the Lokiba Lavi Mitema Klumi, would not taste anything because he held he had to eat everything with his wife at home in his sukkah, like Rabbi Elazar said. Now, the truth is, I shot off the gun too fast. Because Gemara says we don't know why. And the better girsa than the Gemara is in the Korban 8, if you look in Korban 8 in the third line down, he says three words before the end line, Hachikasina, the lawyer Dean, and we don't know why he didn't eat at the bris. If it's because his custom was not to eat anything at the evening Musaf until after Musaf, it sounds like that Bris Milah happened in Chol Moed, I guess, and they would have it between Chakras and Musaf. Or because the reason we gave previously, like I said, it's not proper Tamil Chacham, Yos Meniach is based on a regal, leave his house on Yontif, Volichlo, and go elsewhere for the Yontif, and therefore he wouldn't eat elsewhere.
Maybe he didn't trust the
Hashkoch. Some reason that reason's not brought down here. I don't know why. Okay, came back to the Gemara. This goes back to the Mishnah, which says that you're allowed to snack outside the sukkah. So, 6 lines before the beginning of the next Mishnah, Amar Elazar, the reason why you're allowed to snack and not sleep is Amar Elazar Arai. Achila Arai, there's such thing as snacking. Bain Shainas Arai, there's no such thing as snacking and sleep. Chevraya Amin, the Chevraya said, another reason, not because the sleep is always considered to be permanent. A person might lose himself and sleep overly much. Rabbi Bila said, "Shekain Adam." A similar idea, Adam Yoshin Kima Vidayo. In other words, he might not just get lost in his sleep. Actually, it's not a similar idea, but he says might not just get lost in his sleep. But it might be suffice for a little amount of sleep, and that'll be enough for him to rejuvenate himself. Manoi b'neim, what's interesting to opinions? Adaiti the chaver, Moser shnosel chaver, he told somebody else to pick him up, to wake him up. Adaiti the chaveraya mutzer, because he's not going to get sleep too long. Adaiti the Rebbe Ila, because Rebbe Ila it's usher, because it's not the purpose of this whole thing. Okay? Right, Rabbi Law argues. Rabbi Law says all sleep is like a permanent sleep, and that's why you can't sleep even a little snack sleep outside sukkah. It's very inflexible. Ma'aseh shevil Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. So ma'aseh they brought to Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai litom es hatavshil to taste a cooked dish on sukkah zavchi. On Gamliel shtekos avos on Gamliel they brought 2 dates. In a bucket of water, v'omra, they said, "Aluma sukkah, take him out to the sukkah." Kshenasalol Rabbi Tzad, the koychol pachos mikabetzah, and they gave him a food a little bit less than a kabetzah. V'nothlam emapa, you wouldn't wash; you take it in a cloth. V'achutz the sukkah, you eat out to the sukkah. V'lo birach achav, you would not make a bracha afterwards. Havina tzavin, so we wanted to say meimar. We wanted to say shlo birach achav shalosh brachos in bench. A bracha achas birech, but he must have made an alamichya. Hashkach tani v'lo bracha achas v'lo shosh brachas. We found in a brisa that he didn't make either one nor 3 brachas. This last thing the achronim talk about here, that could he make a brain of fashos? Says you can't make a main sholosh, but brain of fashos perhaps yes. There's actually a question the Rosh has in the Bavli, the Gilan Hashas quotes him. So the question is whether Yushalmi almost tells you explicitly that you can't make a bracha. Right, that says not one and not 3, but maybe the Bar Nefashos, yeah, or actually tells the opposite. Sorry, tells the Bar Nefashos can't make a bracha because says not one and not 3. It doesn't entertain the notion of perhaps there's another way you can make the Bar Nefashos. Sounds like the Shabbos is precluding even the option of Bar Nefashos, but not necessarily so. Okay? Tayler, kosher me love shalosh brachos, everything which you pronounce 3 brachos are branching. Homi lepon av amotzi lech miorati say before it amotzi. Kosheinu me'achor shosh brachos, anytime you don't see 3 brachos of benching afterwards. And homi lepon av amotzi lech miorati, like cake, you don't say amotzi. Yisivu, so you ask the question, if that's the case, haripoz zi gazayis, what about lesa gazayis? They don't say al michi afterwards. So ain't amim love shalosh brachos. Miato lo yomil love lefara moti lechem yard solution say moti beforehand as well. No, it's not true. And even if you're eating something which you're not going to bench because you're not going to eat enough of, you still make a motzi. Says Rabbi Yaakov, Akhar Ma'alashar, meaning this, Rabbi Yaakov said, you're right. So that other stuff, not about the proper loaves. The proper loaves you have to wash on regardless. We're talking about anything else is a principle that, anything other than proper loaves, which is, looks like bread, there's a principle of it, anything which you would bench for, you have to wash. Anything which you wouldn't bench for, you don't have to wash, such as rice bread or cornbread, stuff like that, if there's nothing else mixed in. Okay, Rabbi Lezomer, Arba Sudas B'chai V'odam Lucha B'sud B'sukkah. You're required to eat 40 meals in Sukkah. Achas B'yom, Achas Lai, one day, one night. There is no limit. Doesn't matter. No limit up, no limit down, except for Chutzi Leila Yotav Rishon Levad. So the first day Yotav, when you must eat the kazayis of bread in the Sukkah, because we're not for Chakam Matzos. There's a specific mitzvah for the night of the 15th. Somebody did not eat the matzah the first night of Pesach. He can complete his role the last night of Pesach. Tough luck, too late. Nothing to do. Well, this it says, move on something which is distorted. Lo yuchal. Lead, go, and you can't fix the chisorn and a shortcut, milucha, limonis, you cannot make up. My third Rebbe Lezer, what's the logic of that says 40 meals? Then my connotation, which says, here dwell, for never allowed, it says, by the miluim. When Aaron was ensconced as the Kohen, it says there also, who passed home weighed, teshu, the omolilus, so the opening to the camp 7 days. My yeshiva shenemalah, just like later on by the miluim, also boleski. I mean, the night are part of the day in terms of the responsibility to watch, right? So too, Thursday, you know, the miluim was 7 days in and out, day night and day. My yeshiva shenemalah, also boleski. I mean, my yeshiva shenemarkat. So too, by sukkis. You have to sit the night the same day, the same like the day. Rabbi Yehudah Mishem, Rabbi Shmuel said, Ne'amar Tesva be'Pesach, it says Tesva be'Pesach, 15th day of Pesach, Ne'amar Tesva be'Chuz Chag, and it says 15th day by Sukkot, Ma Tesva, this is the opposing view, the view of the Rabbanan, Ma Tesva, and it's like the Tesva of Shana Pesach, says by Pesach, Laila Rishon Chof, and the only mandatory part is the first night, and not the subsequent nights, right? You don't have to eat matzah any other night than first night of Pesach. Mishar Kormen, Rishus, all the other dates are optional. After Tezvav, Shneem, Rabbi Chaga, Bechag. So too, the 15th day, which is mentioned on Sukkot, Laila, we shall go over the first night, is mandatory. Mishar Kormen, Rishus, and all the other dates are voluntary. Chevraya boy Omrim, says Yimurim, it means Omrim. The Chevraya want to ask further. Malhona, Chikotsu, Matzah, Bataiva. Let's say the fast is complete. Let's say by matzah you're not allowed to eat for a couple of hours before. No, you should be hungry, right? So let's say because you come to the sukkah b'taiva. Let's say now to eat before you go to the sukkah for a couple of hours. So you should enter the sukkah with taiva, right? There's RT in sukkah. Of course, it's not comparable, but we're trying to compare. Right, but see here, boy, imalon chilgasayis matzah. If by matzah the shear is the kazayis, because chilgasayis dog in the sukkah, so to here, the shear should be kazayis in the sukkah as well. And in fact, we paskin like this. Since it's not clear whether it should be or shouldn't be, we paskin it is like this, kazayis suffices. Rabbi Yeshua mer kol shiva choiva. Rabbi Yeshua says all 7 days you must sit in the sukkah. Rabbi Yeshua plegan. Rabbi said, Rabbi Yeshua argues Rabbi Yochanan Mishnah. Says Ravuna says Amar lo plegan. Madam Rabbi Yochanan, that which says the first night is not b'shenos and night, and when you decide that's always going to eat in the sukkah. Madam Rabbi Yochanan shlomos atata, when he didn't make the decide that's always going to eat in the sukkah. So therefore, it's for next 10 days, his mandate is obligate if he wants to eat in the sukkah. Tanya Shemelez learned that Rabbi Lezer mishalos lasukasa be'avachadel. So if he didn't make a sukkah erev yontif, you can make a bread and put up on yontif. with a lot of tiny ass and bread. Now let's put up. Highest and bread. Shouldn't put up any other. I have a tie bar kapor says, no, it's a cost of bread leaf, man, but regal. That's what Marco Burr says, if you're sukkah falls, I can make a yontif. So the Bible says it's a machlokas tak. It's a machlokas tak. It's a machlokas tak. But Yerushalmi doesn't learn that way. The Yerushalmi says, the Bible says, and he says, you're right. Theoretically, you could put it up again. Knaz Kotzer Rabbi Lezer Shlosso Sukkah Samir Varego. He should have made it for yontif properly, and since he doesn't, we give him a fine. Now the Bible, in fact, distinguishes and says, a sukkah which was built before yontif, Rabbi Lezer allows you to rebuild if it was, fell down on yontif. A sukkah which was not built before Yontif, you can't build in the middle of Yontif. The Yerushalmi holds you can build a sukkah no matter what. Just a gzera that you shouldn't build it unless you come to build it in a prohibited fashion. Okay?
We're talking about regular Yontif, not Chol HaMoed.
I'm talking about Chol HaMoed. Yeah. It's homoid. Mechavish itas Rabbi Lezer. We have a contradiction of Rabbi Lezer. Tamen omer yidaw tzulis chayv adam lechom v'sul mitzukah. Here, in the Mishnah, at the beginning of the Mishnah, he says you have to eat 40 meals. And because at the end of the Mishnah, he's singing a different tune. He's saying that you can make up the first night on the last night. Now, if each one is a separate chiyuv, so how can you possibly make up the first one and the last one? It doesn't make any sense, right? So it says, the Gemara, Amrav Yechel, Le Mitzvah Hushla. Now, there are a whole bunch of your souls, the difference of opinion here. Both the Karmen and the Moshe say, that the Rabbi Lezer agreed in terms of the mitzvah that in other words, he could see the point, right? Hushva means he came to Shiva Yon, he came to quality with them, he could see the point of them. That's Karmenei and Pnei Moshe's shot. The Tosfos Goreis Chashuva mitzvah Chashuva, and they say that the shot is that Rabbi Lezer doesn't hold you really have to eat 40 meals in the sukkah. Oh, it's a nice thing. It's a chashuva thing. But not an action to be done. The Tuv Yerushalayim is Goreis Yeshiva. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, the Yeshiva Ushva, which is a cute chap. He says, you're not supposed to eat 14 meals. You're not supposed to eat any meal in the sukkah except for the first night. What it means is sit in the sukkah, right? If you have a meal, go to the sukkah to eat it. So that's what he's saying. Rabbi Lezer said, really 14 meals is a misnomer. That's assuming he eats all 14 meals of the Yontif, right? Really, whatever he eats, he has to eat in the sukkah. So that's why he has takash shlom, that which he missed the first night, he can be mashim the last night, because it's not that each night has its own chiyuv, rather, on the contrary, this way he can, make it up elsewise. In fact, the Bavli says something similar. The Bavli says that what if somebody asks Rabbi Lezer, how do I keep 40 meals a day in the sukkah, 40 meals over sukkahs in the sukkah? So he said, listen, after you finish your regular meal, have some extra dessert. So you see there that Rabbi Lezer Shita is not that you really need 14 meals. It means you have to have, sit in the sukkah continuously. You have to make a significant sit in the sukkah for 14 days. Okay? And there's yet another girsa, the girsa of the Shari Dorsi, says, Omrachel, the mitzvah, who's four with the bays instead of the two vavs. And he's saying that that which Rabbi Tarfon said, there are 14 meals to one shina sukkah. No, Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Lezer. That's Rabbi says, 14 meals to his sukkah. He was just responding to what the mitzvah is, but not that that's the primary component and requirement. Okay, Misha Rosh of Ruba B'Sukkah. Some of you had a majority of his torso was in the Sukkah. B'Shukhan B'Sukkah Bites in his tables inside his house. B'Shamay Posim B'Shamay says it's possible. B'Sul Makshir B'Sul says it's kosher. On B'Sul B'Shamay B'Sul says to B'Shamay, how can this be? Maisa Shokhu Zikne B'Sul B'Shamay B'Sul once our elders and your elders went. The Vakas Lehi Rabbi Yochan Ben HaKhorani. There's the Yochum and Achronim Matsu Shirosh of Aruba Sukkah. And now the Enem Jarev Sukkah body went in the Sukkah. And Shulchano and his table, the Sukkah body was inside the house. So we see here that it's permissible. Amal and Beisham and Shavit said, Beisham Ra'ayef, and they want to pray a proof. Ha! They told the guy, and they told him, but good. If you sat that way, you never fulfilled the mitzvah of sukkah, because you have to have the table in the sukkah. Okay, lo sof davar shulchano. Now, say, not your entire table. Afilu kdei shulchan, the shear of a shulchan, meaning a tefach by tefach has to be in the table. That has to be in the sukkah. Right? It's actually tefach by seven tefachim, because it adds, instead of six by six, it would be the shear of an individual in the majority of his torso, the shear of a sukkah is seven by seven. So all that additional perimeter is in order to hold the glimmerings of a table. Okay? Rabbi Yehuda ben Pasi, Rabbi Iva bar Nagri. Abu Yasmin, they said, was sitting. Armin, they said, Tiran Acha Shahodu. Now, we're just talking about general, the methodology of Psak, of Beishamay, Beisilva, vice versa. It says that, originally they said that if Truma, which is Tameh, falls into Truma, which is Tahar, that Beishamay said, that's it. Beisilva said, you know what? No, it falls into 100, right? So it's 101. So the Truma Tameh becomes no longer Tameh. At least for halachic reasons, and for pure halachic reasons, and then you can eat the whole mixture. Actually, throw out one, but theoretically, eat the whole mixture, right? The other opinion holds, of course, that, what's the other opinion? Beishamay. Beishamay holds that you can't, you know, you can't, there's no such thing as taking off the din of tumah, okay? And then it says, in that mission, it says, achar shahodu. After they can see the point, they changed, and they said that, you know what, we'll change our minds. It works. Or it doesn't work, as the case may be. Because the question is, who conceded to whom? Right? Who conceded to whom? Mi odol mi. Beishamay, beisil, beisil, beishamay. Armin, so they said, neitzel chutz minil mod. Let's go out and find out. The nafkin, and they went out. Beishamay, Rav Chizki, and Rav Acham, Shem, Rav Yudah, ben Levi, saying, we never found that Beishamay who conceded Beisil except in this matter, so we see that they helped Beishamay concede the Beisil. Rabbi Chuna B'Shem Rabbi Avyo said, Masiso Amarke, so it seems to be an explicit Braiso that they, that, or Mishnah here, that they concede the point to Rabbana. Marco says, Hamarim Ikli Lakli, sorry, it's poured from one vessel to another vessel, V'Nagat Buyom, the kiluach and so on. You just went to the mikvah, but still hasn't had harev shemesh. Touches the flow. Im yesh bo, if it's got enough more flow left, yalav echem meyer should cancel by 1 in 100, like is always done. So v'in tamar beisil ben beholu beisham, because there beisil could see the beisham shlo tale, that it's that you know that you can't do that, right? 60 is not enough. So you need 101. Even then, it might not be sufficient. Matar Ocha Tale, who said here you can get out of the situation? Lo Beisul Lo Beishamay. It's not Beisul, not Beishamay. So Masri Beisul says you can get out of the situation for a lot less. Ravida said, No, my Beisul Shano Osa. Achlo Dolem Beishamay. Lo Dolem Le Beishamay. Actually, says more. No, maybe means Beisul consider Beishamay. We find a Bryce which says that by full yom you can take away full yom by 1 in 100. Maybe that's Beisil before they can see the point. After they can see the point, they no longer say that. Om Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi, Masdi, Somerkin, the mission itself indicates Hacha Shoda, the Beisil conceded to the Beisham, to the Beisil. What does it say? It says, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi It says, once it's canceled, 1 in 100, so you take out one, and you burn that one, and you say, that was the one. Hey! Rabbi Lezer is saying that you could take out 100 because it canceled. Guess what school of thought Rabbi Lezer was from? Who remembers? Beishamay. So we see very good guess. So it wasn't a guess. So we see Beishamay holds that Beishamay was chayzerbo, right? Because this Beishamay, Blazer Lav Shamuti wasn't from Beishamay, so we see Beishamay can see the Beisil. Am Rabbi Chida Chida said, Masisa Amra Kate, the Brisa. Now this time it's a Brisa that says that Lachashodu Elu Elu Tale. It says after they were conceded. That the one to the other, so Beishamay to Beisil in this case, so we say that you can cancel 1 in 100. Beishamay Misalkin loan. Vina Modin Lane. So do we have a kasha? That Beishamai says, although it's not brought down here, Beishamai, it's Bnei Moshe brings it down. Beishamai said to Beis Hillel, he said, look, Chulin, just a second. Yeah, Beis Shammai said this. Beis Shammai said, listen, Beis Hillel, chulin fruit can be avatar truma fruit because it's a clash. So the truma is bata on the chulin, right? Because they're so antithetical that they clash, they're tremendous paradox. So something's got to win. And whatever that thing wins, the bulldozer steams through, steam shovels through. So therefore, they're saying, it's got to be that you can take the chulin and cancel to the truma. But truma tohora canceled. Excuse me, truma tohora canceled truma tmei. Who says that happens? First of all, tuma and tara is not the same thing like osur mutter. Secondly, the truma itself is so similar; it's not a clash. So how do you know that the truma tohora is mevatel the truma tmei? That was Beis Shammai's question on Beis Hillel. She's taka, a good takasha. So why did Beis Shammai respond? It's such a good tie-in on their part. Why did they concede the point? Says Mara. You know why they concede the point? Rabbi Avun Chuba Acheres Yeshkan, because Beis Hillel had a better retort than Beis Shammai. They said, Kador the Tan Rabbi Yeshkan, that which Rabbi Yeshkan said, my tohero, Truma Torah vis-a-vis Truma Tumeo. I'm sorry, Truma Torah. She bavon misai to Zorim. Truma Torah is much more significant than Truma Tmeya. Truma Torah vis-a-vis a Chuzor, if he eats it, he's chai misa. Yet nonetheless, the Chulin cancels it, right? Harei Oila. Tmeya, vis-a-vis Torah, who's going to eat this whole mixture, even after it's bought only a Kohen? And if a Kohen eats Truma Tmeya outright, what does he do? It's not kefer lach. He just transgressed the mitzvah saseh, to eat it holy, not to eat it profane. So he says, again, my Tereshi Bavon Misa, it's a Zorim way of trying to negate a capital punishment, that really works. Tmeo, she be at say it's so quantity. Tmeo, which is only not say if a coin eats it, low kosher cane, it certainly is canceled out. And that was Beis Hillel's retort to Beis Shammai, and that's why Beis Shammai could see the point. My Zorcha Beis Hillel should he cover Loch Gedivrayim? Why is Beis Hillel Zorich to always pass him like Beis Hillel? I'm Ravina Ben Bozzi. Like that, I'll show you. Rowan Beidiri Beishayim Chozin Bohem. The case is, he brings down here the Moshe case where Beishayim, Beisil, and deference Beishayim to reneged on their own halacha. Hey, so Rabbi Simon, but Rabbi Simon is a very interesting point. It's a historical thing. He says, hey, so Rabbi Simon, Barzavta, good Rabbi Simon, oh, no, Mar, who says that Beisil always said over Beishayim words before their own? Maybe the Tana of the Mishnah saw the words Savun Minon, Savun Minin, Vaktimun, and he saw he took the words of Beis Hillel, and he put them first. In other words, maybe it wasn't. I'm Beis Shammai put them first. I'm sorry. In other words, maybe it wasn't Beis Hillel did it out of deference. The Bryce, the author of the Mishnah, did it out of deference. Why do? Because he saw Savun Minon. I misread that line. Chaim Savun Minon, he saw that they were older. Me and Beis Shammai were the older people. So therefore, he took them, put them first. Vatani, they're bringing you a proof. That's the author of the Mishnah who did this. Because it says in our Mishnah, Maitre Shol Zigne Beis Shammai, Zigne Beis Hillel, Vakas, Ray Yochem, and Choranis. It says, Yehuda Beis Shammai, Yehuda Beis Hillel went to visit Ray Yochem, and Choranis, which is one of the proofs that Beis Hillel acted deferentially towards Beis Shammai. No! If it's talking about what they actually said, that Beis Hillel always put Beis Shammai's words ahead of their own, so let's say, quote it as Beis Hillel probably said it then. Which would have been that Beis Hillel said, our elders, or our forefathers, vis-a-vis your forefathers, right? happens to be the other way around, should be, though. It should be your forefathers vis-a-vis our forefathers. In other words, if this actual court of discussion, when Basil discussed with Beshamay, they didn't say, Beshamay says this and Basil says this. It would have said, you and us, right? So would this be a direct quote of what Basil said? It would have said, you and us. Doesn't say you know us, it says Ziknei Basil Zikna Beshamay. So it must be the Mishnah's paraphrasing. So if we find that Beshamay comes before Basil in the Mishnah, it's not a proof that Basil were modest and humble. They might have been modest and humble anyway. But that's not the proof because the author of the Mishnah is putting Beshamay first. Now amazing thing, here we pass the Beshamay in our Mishnah. Our Mavzir Avunim B'Shem Rav Aluk Beshamay. Why? Because it seems like Basil was made on it. It seems like the Taka accepted the Svara. Rabbi Yemen Rav Shua Bar Rav Yitzim Shem Rav said, "Bimashu Sukkah Beis Shammai Le Beis Hillel." Since Beis Shammai ended the argument over Beis Hillel, in other words, they got in the last word. Adam Elo Aloch Kedivrayim Aloch must be like them. Okay, let's just go for the end of the parak. Noshim Avonim Ktanim, women, slaves, and children are Pturim Sukkah, exempt from the Sukkah. Kol Kadoshet Tzorich Limo, a child who no longer needs his mother. She's around 6 years old. Shulchan Aruch brings down. So Chayim Suki needs Suki because of Chinuch. Maizah Shiola Kolosu Shul Shammai is okay. The daughter-in-law, the old man Shammai gave birth. It was his grandson. Upichas Amasiva. He took off the roof over her bed. The Sigi Chagav Yimita put Tzchach over the bed Bishul Katan for the child. Ezu Katan. What's a Katan who still requires his mother? He needs his wife to wipe him after he tends his knees. Anybody wakes up from his sleep, the Kore Iman says, "Mommy." Tan Rabbi Yeshua said, "Kaddish answer Chemo once he's over six, he's chayv sukkah, and it should be it's a typo. It should be Reiniyot to be Ruva Shalimo. If his mother puts an error for him, an error of Tumi, he's not yotze with it, because until six, Dam Das is that he's connected to his mother." Above six might be connected to his father, might be connected to some other family member, so he doesn't default to his mother's eruv. Okay? Kol shiva yomim, 7 days of sukkahs. I saw them as sukkah sukkah. Man makes a sukkah's permanent abode. That's based on right, his house is temporary abode. Yor Yerushalmi, when it starts raining, emasai mutzel lefanos. From when may you leave the sukkah? Mishatisra hamikbe, once the porridge goes bad. Moshe was so Moshe ma'adav v'dama, they draw an analogy here. What's it like? A slave who comes to pour a cup for his master. And the master throws it back on his face. That's the rain. Hashem is kicking us out of the sukkah. See, it says, Basukkah's teshvu, vein teshvu ele taduru. It says in sukkah's dwell. Dwell means live. Kamada atomer, like it says, v'yirashtem also by the land of Israel, it says, you should inherit it, you shaft and bought and dwell in it. So it's interesting that there's a parallel draw between Sukkot and Eretz Yisrael here. And of course, it's true because Sukkot and Eretz Yisrael mitzvahs which envelop an individual. But I was really thinking what's significant here is that it says the Rishonim is bringing proof from a pasuk about Yishuv Eretz Yisrael that the sin of Sukkah, Yishuv Sukkah is the same thing. And obviously you don't go and conquer your sukkah, unless you're Don Quixote. You don't go and conquer your sukkah. So if you don't go and conquer your sukkah, that means that what's defined as Yishuv sukkah, just sitting there. So too you would fulfill the mitzvah, it seems to be you would fulfill the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, even if you didn't conquer it, if you just sat there. If you bought land or whatever the case may be, you don't actually have to make a conquest. Because the parallel being drawn between Teshuv of sukkah and Vishtemel Savishav Temba, which is by Eretz Yisrael, which I think we pass the local Maisa. One fulfills Yishuv Eretz Yisrael even if one doesn't actually wage a war, but rather just lives there. Okay? Not the Haredim?
No.
Okay, they're not waging wars.
The Arabs.
Well, they don't have the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. But amen. Yorduk Shomim. The rain comes down, maybe it's time to find a swing key taker. Stuff, low soft over Shatisrach. It's not you have to sit there with your bowl of cereal and say, okay, is it ruined or is it not ruined yet, right? That, you don't have to do it. Ela Kidei Shatisrach, right? I feel Kidei Shatisrach. The amount of what, whether you'd have a porridge, what it would take to ruin it.
What about the first night?
No, first night. The Gemara doesn't go into it here. I don't remember because even the Bavli either into it explicitly that we learn out the drasha tesvav tesvav. Right, because of the drasha tesvav tesvav. I don't think anybody speaks about it explicitly till the poskim. Okay. Yeah, it doesn't rain. Right? It's very rare. Losota bring mikos grease. It's not. Also, doesn't have to be a porridge of beans. A feel mikos are called over porridge of anything, even Quaker oats. Tani kshesim ma'am finding the akshamim. It's just like you leave soon because of rain. Kavanei sharav. If it's too hot, you can leave. Kavanei v'nei adushin. After too many bees, you can leave too. That's what it says. Rangamiel nichas says here mosquitoes. Same idea. Rangamiel nichas v'yetsi kol lila. Is it the rest of Rabbi Gamliel, he had to leave once because of rain, but he went out again when it stopped raining. Came back in again when it started raining, went back out again when it started raining. So I bless the Nichlas here to call Lila. Chad mean Tami, it's a Chad Tami mean the Rabbi Mora. Once the Rabbi Mora, Hori, the Chad mean Krive the Nasiya. He told one of the relatives of the Nasi, Yotza, if you leave in the middle of the night, Ema Trichna Lev Shiach, so you don't have to come back, which is in fact the way the Bavli paskins. However, the Yerushalmi doesn't. Lo Shmir on Gamliel, Lo Shmir, he didn't hear the student, and Gamliel Nichnas Fiyot say call Lai, and Gamliel would go in and out at night, and Blezin Nichnas Fiyot say call Lai, he didn't hear it either, and that's the way, in fact, the Yerushalmi holds that in the middle of the night, if it stops raining and you notice it, of course, then you'd have to go back to your sukkah to sit there.
Was this when Rav Elezer was still a Talmud of Rav Gamliel, or if he became?
I don't know. I don't think it makes a difference. I think the Ushamis recoined there's no Ushamis means there's no machlokas but machlokas. This would be universal. Everybody holds you have to go back in. Okay, it means a big chumrah. Okay, that's all, folks.